Welcome, 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 everybody. Okay, let's get right to it. Today, we have a show I've been wanting to do for a while. It's very, very interesting. It may be a two-parter. I'm not quite sure yet. Celebrities who might have faked their deaths. Boom. Or if you're into that sort of thing, pseudocide. That's a thing, pseudocide. The first thing that made me want to cover this subject was right whenever the Harvey Weinstein stuff started coming out and Hollywood was unraveling and John Travolta was in the news. Kelly Preston, boom, dead of cancer. I was like, what? Like, I mean, not that it's any of our business, or is it? I don't know. It's a philosophical question. They're celebrities. But like, oh yeah, right when your husband and all of your peers are, you know, the Matrix is collapsing and your husband, like, which I'm not trying to say John Travolta is gay, but like, okay, yeah. I mean, I'm gay. I'm not, like, talking bad. I'm just saying that's his business, to be gay or to not be gay or to be closeted or not, and that's his choice. But, yeah, Kelly Preston, boom. I was like, whoa. She must have hit the floor in the kitchen or something. Like, I'm sorry to sound insensitive, but I'm just saying that's what inspired this episode. And then it lay dormant for a while. I had little notes on it, and then I discovered a Reddit thread the other day, Anne Heche faked her death. And it's just like this Anne Heche thing. So I just decided, okay, we're going to do the celebrities who might have faked their deaths episode. Okay. There's just three cases, but they're all very interesting. Yes, they are. I would not bore you. Your time is valuable, like mine. So this might be a two-parter because there's some pretty other interesting ones that I just, like, couldn't do today. Okay, I just could not. Okay, let's jump right in. Let's get into that mood. Okay, faking deaths. Okay, go back in time. The harp. 2009. June 25th, 2009. Go. Who do you think it was? Who passed? Michael Jackson. Okay, picture this. Me and Mondo Lopez, we were playing in the Breeders at the time. We were flying to Spain. And he hits me. Wake up, wake up. We were plane buddies. We always flew together. Look, he pointed to the screen, the TV screen on the back of the airplane. Look, look. Michael Jackson dead. Boom. We couldn't believe it. Us being totally, you know, music being our special interest, both of us, we landed in Spain. It's like such like a oh, poor tour person. But we landed in Spain and we went right to our hotel room. We didn't party or anything because we just couldn't. And we watched TV for 48 hours in Spain in our hotel room that we shared. Separate beds and all that. I'm just saying, like, we shared a room. We didn't leave our hotel room for 48 hours. Oh, it was just such a, you know, larger than life thing. Where were you when MJ died? Or supposedly died, as we will see. Okay, June 25th, 2009, Michael Jackson, the king of pop, died of an accidental drug overdose in his LA home. Okay, why might he have wanted to fake his death? Let's see. Why would MJ want to fake his death? Okay, we all know that a lot of, like, shit went down with allegations. We all know that. And just that alone, I think, would be enough. Okay, let's move on. Also, he was broke. Like, broke, broke, broke. Deeply in debt, and he was borrowing money. Okay? That, even alone. And then you compile it with the other stuff, right? He and his crew were getting ready for the This Is It tour. This is it. This is it, y'all. It was his final farewell, and he was basically going to just, like, do this grueling, like, year-long residency where you, like, play, like, every night but, like, one or, like, two. And again, not to be, like, the poor, poor entertainer, but, like, who wants to work, you know, 6 days a week pouring out your heart and soul for a year straight? You know, Britney did it. It broke her. You know, who doesn't it break? And he was like, man, I'm going to do this, and I'm probably not even going to break even. I would imagine. He died 1 month before this tour. This is it, y'all tour. Okay, so let's quickly look at some quote evidence, or not quote evidence, I don't know, of why people think. I picked the best evidence. I mean, what I thought was. So, let's see. Yes, this was very interesting. Okay. Here, since we're not doing videos anymore and all this and that, Google, put into your goggle, Michael Jackson alive gets out of ambulance. Okay. Quickly, if you can't, the video is like this shaky thing of the coroner, LA coroner's office van going into the ER, and the video pans in, and what looks like to be Michael Jackson or someone exactly that looks like the body and shape and everything of Michael Jackson gets out of the ambulance and is assisted inside the hospital by someone else. I remember when that came out, that it really did pique my interest because, you know, if I were the paparazzi or in a paparazzi team or something, I'd be like, yo, you get the house, I'm gonna go to the nearest ER, you know, wait for the ambulance to arrive. Okay, watch that video and tell me what you think. Yes, here's the other thing that kind of made me actually question, okay, what's going on here? I watched his funeral, as many of us did. It's on YouTube, you can watch it. And there's this really strange guy in the audience, and it looks like he has on, like, older man, like, maybe, like, 90-year-old makeup, and it just looks very, he looks very fake. Everything, it looks like an outfit, almost, or like a character or something, and many people believe that that was Michael Jackson in his own funeral. And that video did strike me because it really made me feel like that is something Michael Jackson would do. It's like he's a performer, he's an entertainer, he's a performance artist, like he's everything, right? And like, why wouldn't he do that? Like, who wouldn't want to help Michael Jackson? Like, okay, yeah, he was broke, he was in debt. Who wouldn't want to help Michael Jackson? Really? I mean, I guess, you know, the accuser, the families and all of that shit went down, but I'm just saying in this world, what, you know, anybody with money, the funds, you know, as we're going to talk about earlier, did Fidel Castro help Tupac out of the country? I mean, you know, who of power wouldn't help Michael Jackson? I'm sure a lot of people would. So I think it's totally possible. I would say as far as MJ, the possibility of MJ faking his own death, yes. I would put a check mark into 80, I'd say 80-20, you know? 80-20. Yes. Yes, possible, and pretty sure he probably faked his own death. Maybe. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's move on. This one's very, 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 very interesting and created this rabbit hole, and I was like, oh my god, and I lifted my head, and I was like, whew, what just happened? So I want to share a little bit of what I found, y'all. You're going to like this. Okay, so let's move on. Tupac. Did Tupac fake his death? Okay, here's the official story. Tupac was supposedly murdered on September 7th, 7 being his favorite number. Side note, this was very deep rabbit hole. In a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas, huge intersection, when sitting at a red light, he and Suge Knight, it was on East Flamingo Ave and Koval Lane, and they were sitting at a stoplight. Boom, came up, drive by. That's the official story. He was then cremated by his mother. Okay, evidence towards Tupac faking his death. Okay, a lot of people wanted him dead. A lot of, y'all remember that if you were alive and, you know, MTV raised you, like, you remember all that, all the rap rivals and just the exploiting of rappers and, you know, MTV News and dramatizing, and it's just crazy. And so you remember, and he had already been shot before and survived, and then, yeah, tons of people wanted him dead. Okay, so let's take a look at the evidence, quote, end quote, right? I don't know, evidence, see, that Tupac is still alive. Okay, yes. I remember when this came out, a photo of Suge Knight in Cuba. This is years after Tupac's death, and it looks just like Tupac and Suge. But Tupac's back, or this person that looks just like Tupac's back, is to the camera, and you can kind of see like the side face view, and his face is so unique. You can tell his face from a side view, you know, and it totally looks like Tupac and Suge Knight, and that's supposedly in Cuba. And I remember years ago when this thing came out, it made me look into the theory, and I was like, interesting, and I kind of, like, questioned, so it is kind of a cool episode to finally put this stuff to bed. Oh, yes, okay, Suge Knight was asked about this pick. He said, quote, "Why do you think nobody's been arrested? If he was dead, they'd be arresting those dudes for murder. He's someplace smoking a Cuban cigar on an island," end quote. Okay, Suge Knight said that. Who knows? Maybe Suge Knight had him killed and he wanted the theory, you know, of Tupac to be alive, to be out there. Okay, another piece of evidence, something. Actually, this is just an interesting fact. Suge Knight also said he paid $3 million for Tupac's ashes, and that the mom got fake ashes and Suge Knight had the actual real ashes. And that points to, you know, also maybe Suge Knight being involved. Okay, let's go on with this. Tupac's social security number cannot be found in the official death index. Okay, kind of interesting. Yes, his other name closer to the time of his death was Machiavelli. Okay, Machiavelli was this Italian strategist who lived a long time ago, and he faked his death, okay? Tupac spelt his name a little bit different than that. And this is something kind of interesting. If you rearrange the way Tupac spells Machiavelli, it spells out Am Alive K. Yeah. Okay. You know, is he dropping hints to his fans that care deeply enough to try to decode, as in maybe Britney Spears possibly did in her Instagram? Okay, another piece of evidence that Tupac is alive. His album released after his death was him as Machiavelli hanging from a cross. Jesus died, what did he do? He arisen. Many rumors that Fidel Castro got him out, but he had to live forever in Cuba. Which would go in with the Suge Knight pick theory. Okay, very funny clip. Okay, a long time ago, okay, Dave Chappelle used to be very punk rock. Now he's a trans-hating, hateful, I don't know. I just don't like him. He's negative, and I don't like it. But this is for all the kids. Y'all, Dave Chappelle used to be so punk rock. Like, everybody watched Dave Chappelle when that shit dropped in the 90s. Or, what, 2001? I don't know. Late 90s, early 2000. Everybody watched the Chappelle Show because it was the most punk rock thing that we've all seen in a really long time. And he was very modest, and he hated the media, and hated being all part of that. And he was just, like, the opposite. He never would talk bad about anyone, you know, like, he was positive, and I don't know. Side note, different show. Many people think that the Dave Chappelle that's out now is his evil clone, which that's a whole nother story. But, yeah, so before I talk positively about Dave Chappelle, I need for everybody to know that he, and everybody my age and older knows, that he used to be super positive and just punk rock. Okay, so let's go on with the Chappelle thing. And I remember when this episode came out, it's, I cut it out to put a clip out, but I don't want to get copyrighted and, like, all that jazz. And so I'm just going to tell you guys the clip, and you can find it on YouTube's. Dave Chappelle, Tupac's Still Alive skit. And it's everybody at the club, and they're like, "Hey, everybody, here's the new Tupac." And it's funny because Tupac kept releasing albums after his death, like multiple albums. And so Dave Chappelle was like, so in the skit, you know, Tupac's been dead for a long time. And they're like, "Here's the new Tupac." And everybody's like, "Yeah." And they start dancing, you know, because it was normal for Tupac to put out albums past his death. And I remember that time. Everybody just write it off like, "Oh yeah, it was just like previous recordings and like whatever." And so the Tupac song starts playing and everybody's dancing in the club. And He starts rapping about like Blackberries and these cell phones that didn't exist. And the hook of the song is, "I wrote this song a long time ago. I wrote this song a long time ago," and it's just so great. And I'm so glad that Dave and so the song goes on, and there's a couple more instances. One of the lines talks about George Bush, and it was like, you know, years before, and he plays it off by saying, "George Bush, yeah, he ran for Senate in 93. Like, but yeah, and I remember hearing, and I think the lyric that Dave Chappelle was referencing was Bill Clinton. Like, he rapped something about Bill Clinton, but it was like before anybody knew who Bill Clinton was or something like that. And I think that's what it's referencing to. But yeah, and I'm so glad that Dave Chappelle brought this to light, because I know that I thought that in the 90s, like, what? But, you know, there was no internet. We just, like, sat there, like, smoking cigarettes in your friend's driveway. Like, there was no information. There was no nothing. So, but yeah, interesting. The picture, though, the last picture of Tupac ever taken was him and Suge Knight, like, right before they drove away. And, I mean, I don't know. You know, what does Edie Brickell say? A smile, religion is a smile on a dog. Like, if you want to see it, you see it. I feel, though, that Tupac looks scared in that picture. You know, is he scared because he's about to fake his death? Is he scared, like, because someone's coming up to the car with the camera? Is he scared because he's with Suge and they're having some issues? I don't know if they were. Yeah, I don't know. He looks scared, but look up that picture. Suge Knight and Tupac, last picture ever. It's after a boxing meet match in Vegas. I think he looks scared. I don't know what year it was, maybe 2003, my friend and old bandmate Kathleen, her and I, we were in that band Tistis with Sean and Steve, Susie P, hey. We used to go to the mall, you know, bored, like you go to the mall. And it was back when they had, like, animals, like, in glass. Like, it's so fucking inhumane. And we used to go and, like, look, you know, because, fuck, I don't know. We were sad, and looking at puppies and shit made us feel happy. And so we were at the pet store, and we were looking at, I don't know, some puppies in this glass container. Like, crazy. And we go to leave the mall. We're like, okay, you know, let's go. We turn around, and Suge Knight and these three guys are standing, like, sort of blocking us. And we were like, hey. And I was like, I knew exactly who it was, Suge Knight. And I was like, hi. And he's like, well, where are you ladies going? And we're like, oh, we're just hanging out. And I can't remember what happened, but I can't remember, like, what we said. I was just like, I just, you know, we just walked by, and I knew exactly who it was, Suge Knight, and I was just like, oh my god. And Kathleen and I were walking, and I was like, do you know who that was? And she was like, that was Suge Knight. And I was like, oh my god, I know. And so that was my Suge Knight story. Okay, last but not least, let's just keep it moving, and then this last thing, and let's go. Okay, Beatles or Stones? Neither. How about neither? Okay, for the last possible fake thing, it really wasn't fake a death, it's a little different, but this is interesting. Okay, Paul is dead. Remember the Beatles and all the controversy? If you don't know, many people believe that Paul McCartney died in a car accident. Okay, let's just reel it back. Okay, 1966, the Beatles are recording, they're at their height, right? They're the biggest thing in, like, on the planet, right? They're the biggest thing on the planet, right? They're in the studio, a band fight breaks out, right? Paul supposedly gets in his little car and he loses control and he dies. Okay? They're bigger than anything, right? The powers that be, whoever, the Queen, whatever, their manager, right, who, their handler, whoever, like, owns them, right? I don't know who that is. They go, man, we're going to have, you know, a freak out massive freak out on our hands and suicides, and it's going to, you know, riots. It's going to change the world. Like, we can't have Paul McCartney dead. And supposedly there was a look like Paul McCartney contest, look-alike contest. And this guy supposedly won it. His name ended up being Billy Shears. Okay, he looked just like Paul McCartney. Exactly like Paul McCartney, saying everything. Okay, I'm just going to spare you a bunch of things. Here's the short end of it all, okay? Ready? Here we go. The Beatles did, like, these beautiful album covers and a lot of masking, which is not that grossy. Masking is when you put in things and you can, you know, play the record backwards and you can hear it forwards. And yes, it's very popular in the 60s with the Satanic Revolution. They had album covers, they had masking, they had lyrics, they had this beautiful performance art piece that could really make you think that they did replace Paul. And here's the thing, everything lines up. But here you go, y'all. Okay, we're going to put it to bed right now. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. And I cracked this case. The others, 80-20, 90-10. Here we go, 100%. Billy Shears never existed. There was no winner of a lookalike contest. It was a nice story. But so that's why when you look up pictures of Billy Shears, it looks exactly like Paul. Because it's like Paul, but like kind of disheveled. Paul, like when he, you know, whatever. It is Paul, but it's just like different kind of pics. Everybody can look different in a picture, a little bit different, you know? So that's the thing. It totally lines up and you're like, holy fuck, like this did happen. And then you're like, oh yes, but no, Billy Shears never existed. Okay, yes. So there you go. Boom. Put it to bed. 100%. I would say, yeah. Okay, let's just move on. And this is it, I think. Quickly, wrap it up. Has anyone seen the Lifetime movie Girl in Room 13? That is Anne Heche's last work. I literally live in the woods, y'all. And if I'm not in the woods, I'm like right next to the woods. You know what I mean? So like, I don't have Lifetime. Been trying to find it on the internet. Write me. Oh yes, go to the website, livinwithmeshow.com. 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 I will one day see Girl in Room 13, Anne Heche's last and finest work. And, you know, they were talking about that, you know, coming into the conspiracy. We're not going to cover it tonight, but how people are saying Anne Heche faked her death. She did her finest work, and then, you know. But she did buy a red wig and was kind of flustered right before, you know, why would she want a red wig? I don't know. Okay, this week I'm taking myself to the movies to see A24's newest film. Drumroll, please. Pearl. Yes, I will report back.